Good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Today, our inspiration is a bullseye on my front, back, and both sides. In Matthew 10:15, it states, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as a serpent and innocent as doves." I found this particular passage to be extremely befitting for today, because this seems to be a week when it would appear that so many good people are continuously being attacked, whether it be by friends, family, or even coworkers. So, what I want us to do is to just let it all go for a moment. We're going to do our breathing exercises and some stretches today. So find your favorite place, whether you're lying down or seated. We're just going to close our eyes and let it all go for our 15 minutes of stress, relief, and release. You know, so many people have requested that I come on earlier, because when I was doing the 8:30, 9 o'clock time slot, they were already gone for their day. And some people wanted to hear the show live. So I am here at 6:30 in the morning. As always, you can hear the music playing in the background. It's part of the Wellness for Women series. Music for your mind, body, and spirit. And this is the Stress Relief CD. So let's just find our quiet spot. And as you listen to my voice, close your eyes. We're going to take some deep breaths in and then exhale all of that negativity. Put your hand on your abdominal area, right where your belly is, actually. And I want you to take in all of this positive, energized air. Feel your abdominal area swell as you're taking in this positive energy. Are you ready? Let's go. Breathe in. Inhale deep. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. And let's, if you're lying down, scoot down a bit. And if you're in your seated position, let's raise our hands above our heads. Close our eyes and just breathe. Just slow, steady breaths. Let it go. Because those same people that have wronged you will be there this week and the week after. And only you will be carrying around all of those feelings and emotions and that stress. And it's harming you. They only have power if you give them power. Let it go. And remember what our passage said. You have to be like the serpent, but carry yourself like a dove. Just remember, the serpent is wise, and the dove is that symbol of peace and purity. We do not have to go down to the levels that our perpetrators reside. That's one of the reasons why they do not like us, because we refuse to validate their poor actions. But the minute that you come down to their level, they have what they need to continue to mistreat you. So let it go. When you see them, look them straight in the eyes and walk by. And of course, if they cross the line and they put their hands on you or they do anything that you know is absolutely illegal, you take whatever steps within the boundaries of the law to eradicate that situation. But with your hands above your head, eyes closed, if you can, if you're in a lying state, grab your knees and pull your legs towards you. And if you're in a seated position, just bend forward slowly and breathe deeply and at a moderated pace. Just bend forward as far as you can go. We're stretching out all of your muscles. We're getting that tension out. So just bend forward and hold your knees into your chest if you're in a horizontal position. Come back up. We're going to drop our arms. Just hold our arms. If you're in a seated position, hold your arms, palms up in your lap. And if you're lying down, just put your arms along your side. Just lie back. And I want you to see all of the incidents that have happened in your mind. They're on a huge television projection screen. And in one hand, you have a sledgehammer. Pick up that sledgehammer and wield it around to that screen. And for every segment, you crack that glass. You shatter the past week into history where it belongs. It cannot control you this week. This week will be what you make it. And I've said it many times before, when you kill your enemies with kindness, I don't mean to smile in their face and be nice, unless that's what you choose to do. What I'm saying is, do not go down to their level. Do not wallow in the gutters where they reside. And sometimes you may have to fight, whether it's at work through your labor relations system, or whether you have to go through mediation with a neighbor at home. But you know what? Never allow yourself to stoop to their level. They're unhappy for a reason. And the only thing that we can probably be pretty sure of is that you are not the cause, but you are their target to take out their frustrations. And it could be family members. If you grew up and you couldn't figure out why your mom or your dad shunned you or was so mean to you, maybe they're carrying around their own baggage from the past. And when you live with a host of secrets and lies, you find ways to act out and attack others. So, we're here for the next 5 minutes, and we are simply going to keep our eyes closed and continue to wield that hammer and shatter the past. Leave those memories where they belong, buried in the past. They only have power in your life if you choose to dig them up. This week is a new week. Soar like the beautiful dove that you are. Fly high in the light. Put on your armor. As the adage goes, never let them see you sweat. Never show your vulnerabilities. I know it's hard for some of us, but in more than 90% of the cases, when you just stand your ground, call upon the angels to protect you, call upon the Lord, call upon your supreme being, they will eventually leave you alone, because bullies are bullies, because they don't go after the people who are also bullies, who they may be on equal turf with. They go after those who they believe they can win over. They can conquer. So, put on your armor. Pick up your shield. And ask for protection for this coming week and beyond. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 community-based nonprofit. If you'd like to support us or contact us, you may reach us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, zip code 21133. Or you may give us a call at area code 202-618-2556. And you can always find us on Facebook. Join us there and like us. And, of course, pass along all of the information about Healing Through Hurt. We are Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation on Facebook. So come and join our family. We're growing daily. And just remember, you can always write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to send me a personal message, you may write to me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And remember, our upcoming second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit is coming on October 22nd. You can get all of the information there on our website, which is www.thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. We're about to go soon, but as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, but most of all, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Catch us here next week for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show, which airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. My special guest for that week will be Jackie LePin. She's written a wonderful book about manifesting all the powers within you. So join us for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Saturday. Until next time, I am your humble host, Maria Wall. You be well. Don't give power to those people. who have not earned it and do not deserve it. You are a precious commodity on the face of the earth. You are here for a reason, and that reason is not to be kicked, stomped on, and walked over. Come back often here and find your quiet place where you can let go and find your inner peace and that mighty strength that lies within you waiting to be released. Until next time, take care. And Lord willing, I'll see you all soon.